Power Web 2 Knowledge and Serena Stone present the Tequila Drinker's Guide to Health and Wellness Radio Show with your host, medical Qigong author, practitioner, and educator, Serena Stone, featuring the director of the Universal Healing Tao Medical Qigong System, Master Montak Chia. This is episode 33, Relaxation, the Key to Longevity.
Hi, and welcome back. So we are here in beautiful Tao Garden while Master Chia is out on tour. He has asked one of his favorite medical Qigong educators, Tevye Fung, the founder of White Tiger Qigong School, to fill in for him while he's gone and keep sharing information about Qigong. Tevye and I are demystifying ancient Chinese secrets for the next couple of months, and really glad you could join us. When you hear, you're welcome. You chimed in a little early. I just want to let our listeners know, if you hear kids or dishes or a blender, that's because we're live. We're right here in Tao Garden in our dining hall. So now I'm going to say hi to Tevye.
Hey, what's up?
Tevye and I were talking about, you know, what's a great subject for today? And he has a body of knowledge I actually don't have. And he wants to talk about the importance of relaxation. He's got a lot to say about it, and I think we should just get right into it.
Yeah. Well, in today's society, it's so difficult to relax.
What are you talking about?
And the Taoists considered relaxation one of the keys to longevity, but what is relaxation? What truly is it? What does it mean to be truly relaxed? What is it, and how do you do it? You know, these are the key questions.
And why?
And why? Well, the key is to longevity. If you can maintain a general relaxed state at least part of the day, every day, you will thus increase your longevity tenfold. The problem is now we're facing a lot of stress in today's society. We have, you get up, you have traffic, you gotta go to work, you gotta feed the kids, you gotta take the kids to school, you got problems, you got politics. You've got global warming, you've got environmental catastrophes, you've got refugees. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And people are stressed out of their minds. How do you find a relaxed time? And this is one of the things that Qigong teaches us that I really love about it. Because if anyone knows about stress and not being able to relax, it's me. Because I come from a very intense family. They can be very emotional. You go through the ups and downs of life, but how do you learn to relax in it? One of the things one of my favorite teachers, he talked about, was how can you relax in the walk of life? While all the pressure of life is on your shoulders, how can you learn to relax under that? And that for me was a really long journey, but it's one of the most valuable tools that I can say that I ever got out of Qigong and have really integrated it into my life truly. And it's still a daily practice. So what is relaxation? What does it really mean?
I'm gonna toss something out there. Part of what we do with Qine Sung is people tend to talk about their memories and emotions. And something I run into all the time is people seem to think that the opposite of relaxation is boredom.
Mm.
And it's an interesting thing. They think if they stop, like they see their retired grandparents or parents kind of wither away and die.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see relaxation as a very important part of our culture. Yeah. It's actually kind of an antithesis of relaxation.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm just throwing that out there for you listeners that, you know, we get it. We get there's a whole lot going on there behind this concept. But let's do this today. Let's hear Tevye out and let's focus on the health benefits, okay, of relaxation. So what is relaxation?
relaxation, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking relaxation is, you know, taking a break and reading the newspaper or watching the news or looking at your Facebook.
Not lately.
Or checking your email. But actually, that can lead to quite the opposite. Relaxation is tuning out of everything electronic for a moment and tuning into your body and really tuning in. And how many of you really listen to your body? And the body's constantly sending signals. When you're sitting at a desk at work all day and your back starts to hurt, that's your body's signal. Hey, move me. I need to move. And you don't listen to it, and you keep working. And you could just get up for 5 minutes and move your back a little bit, but you don't. So you don't listen to it. And then the problem compounds. And then later you end up having back problems. And you don't know why. And you don't get it. And so you start taking pills for it. But really, how you can sit at a desk first is to be relaxed. How do you relax? Well, we have three levels of relaxation in Taoist Qigong theory. The number one is physical relaxation. How can you get your body to physically relax? Well, this needs to be done through dynamic movement first, because tension is stored in the muscles, in the fascia, and if it's not stretched out and squeezed out and moved, we develop stagnation and blockages. And this creates a sort of like a dam-like effect. If you think of a water damming up, that's what's happening in the body. And that's gonna cause you discomfort. So we need to be able to then relax, number two, the meridians and the bones, we say. So how do you relax the meridians? Well, what are the meridians? As we discussed in previous shows,
yeah,
the meridians
are... Say it again.
The meridian, for those who haven't listened to this show yet, the other shows, meridians are connective tissue lines that run throughout your body, connecting your whole body like a web. So you're woven together like a web. And these tissue lines, if they get kinks in them, it's going to cause you discomfort. You won't be able to relax. Have you ever sat down and tried to meditate, but you're too stiff and it hurts so much and you can't concentrate on meditating because your body is in so much pain? Well, that's because you're not moving out the kinks and working out the kinks before you start to relax. So we need to relax the meridians. Once we can relax the meridians, then number three, we can start to relax the organs and finally the bones. How do we relax the organs? Well, first, if you can relax the meridians, the surface of the body, through movement, one way is, of course, Qigong. Medical Qigong in particular is
dynamic.
Really, dynamic medical Qigong is really good
for
this.
Okay, wait, folks, when I say dynamic, I mean moving.
Yes. Because
there's Qigong, there's more internal Qigong as well, but we're talking about actually moving.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. So once we can relax the meridians, then we can start to actually sense our organs. Because when your fascia is tight, it hardens over the organs and it makes it more difficult to sense your organs. I mean, every one of my students I pull in, I say, when I do a big teacher training or a retreat, I say, how many of you can feel your organs right now? And the majority of the people cannot. But I tell them, I guarantee you this, by the end of 3 weeks with me, you will be feeling your organs. You will know how to feel your organs. You will feel the place of your organs. You will feel the state of your organs. And people are surprised to hear that. But I teach them the simple
techniques. Hugely surprised, Javier. I mean, I try to speak about things like this to people as well, and half the time they look at me like I've got three heads. Or the other thing is there are signs that the organs are talking to you and giving us signals, and we'll go into that maybe another time. But, you know, going inside, getting in touch with the organs, huge. Listeners, the guy is not crazy. This is not mystical shit we're talking about, okay? This is the Western medicine. This is the human potential. I'm telling you, if your kidneys hurt and you think you have a low backache, that is some dangerous stuff because you probably need to go get some help. If not now, very soon. If your kidneys hurt and you don't know the difference between your kidneys and your low back, big problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're saying that you ask your students if they can feel their kidneys and, yeah, or their organs, and most of them say the normal thing, which is no.
Right. Okay. Well, let's teach our listeners right now how they can simply do a simple exercise to feel their organs. So the easiest organ to sense is the lungs. Anyone can sense lungs. Just take a deep breath in, and you feel your lungs expanding, and then exhale, and now the lungs relax. So that's how to sense just on the basic level. So that's sensing the lungs. So through dynamic exercises, which we teach in medical qigong, how to squeeze out and expand and squeeze specific organs, that's how they can really learn to sense their organs. Then, when they can relax their organs, then they can feel their bones. Because you're going basically from the surface of the body to the core of the body, one layer at a time, from the skin, down through the nerves, down into the organs, and finally into the bones. And people say, oh, you know, you can feel the old bones, you know,
yeah.
That saying.
Oh my gosh, of course, some people do feel their bones when it gets cold and rainy out.
Yep, exactly. And we can feel the bones through applied pressure on the skeletal system. We do this with specific stances in Qigong. And why would you want to feel your bones? Well, one of the things that is so fascinating to me about Qigong is discovering the body. It's an endless, every day is for me a journey of self-discovery, of really going deep inside myself. And I mean that on a literal level. I'm literally feeling all the different layers that make up my whole body. It's beautiful when we can start to gain this control over our own system and master our own system. So I have this trick where I can make my pores open up on my skin on will. And
come on.
Really?
And we're supposed to be demystifying, and that that's pretty crazy stuff.
Okay. It's not a magic trick. It's not a magic trick. It's simply I've gained control over different systems in my body. Now we have different teachers who are teaching how to control their immune systems, and it's being scientifically proven. We have mastery over systems in our body, and we don't know, but a lot of people don't know how to tap into that. And that's one of the things that by every day going into yourself with Qigong and really learning about yourself by feeling. And that's how Qigong provides a roadmap. The White Tiger Qigong provides a roadmap to feel inside yourself.
So wait a second. We were talking about relaxation. Are you talking about relaxation all the way down to the bones?
Yes, all the way into the bones.
What does it feel like?
It feels, okay, so when you can do is after we've done like a, let's say for example, you've done a dynamic Qigong workout, then you'll stand and we teach you a method called stacking. Stacking means to feel the ankles over the feet. So if the listeners want to try and stand up and do this now, they might not be able to get to the level of relaxation, but they can get the basic idea. So you stand up and you close your eyes, have your feet about shoulder width apart, your knees just slightly bent. And try to sense your ankles over your feet. You can sway a little bit and feel how they place. Then you try to feel your knees over your ankles. And try to sense the bone, the leg bone, in between your knee and your ankle. This is called stacking. We're stacking joints on top of joints. Then you feel your hips on top of your knees. And then finally, start to feel your vertebrae on top of your hips, how it rests, mm-hmm. and how your head sits right on top of that. Then you take a deep inhalation, feel your spine elongate, and then relax the front of the body. Let the chest relax, let all the organs relax, and start to, we call this melting into nothingness. You start to melt, feel like melting, your skin is melting right over your skeletal structure. And with the method of stacking, we've created a structure with the skeletal system where it holds itself up effortlessly. And then the skin, we just visualize, like you breathe into your crown, warm, hot air, and you feel like ice melting over your scalp. And then you breathe into your face and your jaw, warm energy, and then feel it melting like ice. And I realize how much tension I hold in my jaw. Yeah. And my eyes, and we're actually developing facial lines from that. When you study Chinese face reading, you can see the story of someone's face through the lines in their face. So you can start to see what emotions they hold. So, like for example, the lines coming out of the corner of your eyes, mm-hmm. those are called happiness lines. So you can tell when someone has a lot of happiness. Then, so those will curve up in an upward shape, in a U almost. And then you have the sadness lines, which actually go the opposite way. And you'll find that people who have sadness lines also have happy lines, and happy lines also have sadness lines. So you can start to see the story each person's face. So we relax our face, and you relax your jaw, and you gradually work your way down to the heart. And when you get to the heart, you also let go of emotions. We talked about that in the previous episode, so mm-hmm. I won't go deep into that, but you know, feeling forgiveness, letting go, and you'll start to feel your heart relax. And you go down to each organ one at a time and feel it and sense it. I go in a downward motion. So, and then once we can really relax and feel really relax, we can start to what we call sense the organ. And you can sense if your organ, and this is getting when you get to a better level of Qigong, that you've really done a lot of dynamic Qigong and you can really relax yourself deeply, you can now start to sense the organ without even movement. And then once we do that, then we can guide the breath and energy into there. And it's a powerful feeling of control over the body.
Well, we say with Master Chia's system, first, master yourself.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt.
And I tell you, listeners, that everything that Tevye is talking about, it sounds a little bombastic. It's actually not. In Master Chia's system, we have the inner smile where this isn't a dynamic, the inner smile is not dynamic, it's not moving, it's just bringing the mind inside the body, in particular to the organs and glands as you get more advanced, and smile. And I can tell you, because I'm the lazy Taoist, I need to do this dynamic Qigong. We all know I need to do it. And it's only going to improve my life and extend longevity. But even just the sitting meditations, and half the time I'm walking or whatever, bringing my conscious awareness inside my body has been such a game changer that I eventually became a teacher. Mm. I know things now I didn't know before. I'll throw a good one out. A lot of you gals out there think that you're getting menopause before you actually are. It is not. Your hot flashes have nothing to do with your hormones. And everything to do with your liver, sometimes, not every time, but sometimes. So in my late 30s, I thought I was going into early menopause. I wasn't. I had a liver that simply couldn't handle what I was putting into my body. So it couldn't do its job, and it would signal the skin. Right? The associated organ would signal, or not the associated organ, but it would signal the skin. Like, hey, you got to help me get rid of these toxins. Mm. So my temperature would go up abruptly, okay? And the skin would open and the toxins would come out. That smells lovely, I have to tell you. but because when it first started happening, I wasn't where I am now. That was a couple of years ago. Now, I am so in touch with my liver, and I am so happy that I am. Here's a great one. I walked into, I have a little house here just outside of Del Garden. Walked into the house. I had forgotten. I said, hey, we have ants. You guys have to come and do something about it, please. They came and sprayed a very toxic chemical around the outside of the building. I'm sensitive to that
Me
stuff.
Me too.
So I walked in. I didn't smell it. Mm-hmm. And I got a little headache, and I thought, something's not right. Mm-hmm. And about 15 minutes later, and I wasn't doing anything because I'm lazy, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden the sweat machine turns on for no apparent reason.
Interesting.
That was not a hot flash because of hormones. Mm-hmm. That was my liver. And what Tevye is talking about, having this relationship with your bones and with your organs, it's natural. It's not mystical. It's something that we're all capable of doing. And why would we do it? So you can be healthy.
Right.
Period. It's just as important as working out, mm-hmm. as having this communication, with the body. So do we want to add anything? We're just about at that 20-minute mark, sir. And
okay.
We all know that means we have to start to wrap up.
Yeah.
So on the subject of relaxation, you, first of all, I hope you guys, you know, listen to this podcast a few times because Tevye gave you some excellent free lessons there. Anything else to add to that on the importance of maintaining that kind of choice?
This is a relaxation. True relaxation is such a key to health and happiness. And to be able to do that at least, on a bare minimum, once or twice a day is crucial, and especially in today's world.
Well, in the States, I think we'd say, chill out, man.
Take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill. All right. Hey, folks, thanks for listening. Tevye and I will be back in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, chill out.
Chill out. Right on.
Thank you for joining us on another Empowerment Through Knowledge adventure. Want to learn more? Find Master Chia at MontaukChia.com. That's MontaukChia.com. Find more medical Qigong lessons, books, and information about studying directly with Serena at SerenaStone.com. SerenaStone.com. Thanks for listening. If you like what you learned, subscribe today.